From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Carmery. In a 5-4 vote, the Juneau Assembly agreed on Monday to commit up to $2 million for the purchase of a used gondola system for the city-owned ski area. Eagle Crest Ski Area officials say an enclosed mountain lift is the cornerstone of concepts for expanding summer operations and ending the need for local taxpayer support. Assembly members on both sides have reservations about it. As KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports, there were concerns about making a rushed decision, a lack of public buy-in, and it unfairly leapfrogging other established priorities.
The Assembly's action does not mean that the gondola system is a done deal for Eagle Crest.
I have switched to a yes vote.
That's Mayor Beth Weldon, who's been skeptical of the concept.
But my vote is yes because I want to give you more time. Doesn't mean that I'm going to pay for anything further after buying a gondola. I may tell you to sell it after we bought it, but I'm trying to give you more time.
Eagle Crest General Manager Dave Scanlon laid out the timeline he anticipates for next steps. First, as a down payment, Eagle Crest must pay a third of the cost of the gondola system. At that point, no other buyer will be able to scoop it up. After Eagle Crest closes for the season, Scanlon said he and some engineering consultants would go to the ski resort in Austria, where the gondola is finishing up its final season there. They'd inspect the system in person. If it checks out, they'd make a second payment before it's dismantled. Scanlon says this would be in mid-April. Scanlon says the final payment will be due when the system is loaded and ready to transport. Assemblymember Maria Gladyszewski convinced most of her colleagues to add another review around this point. Eagle Crest officials must update the Assembly before spending money to transport it out of Europe.
It gives us an opportunity to say, okay, if some disaster happens and it turns out to be doesn't fit on the mountain, the pro formas turn out to have an error in them. I mean, we've just done this really quickly. It will give us a chance to say, okay, leave it over there and sell it from there.
Three Assembly members enthusiastically voted yes. Weldon and Gladyszewski voted yes with reservations. Gladyszewski said pre-pandemic conceptual plans for different tiers of summer operations at Eagle Crest called for up to $50 million in upfront costs.
The amount of money on the table was astonishing. And I just thought the city of Juneau is never going to come up with that money. There's no way citizens of Juneau are going to spend that kind of money on the Eagle Crest.
She said securing this used gondola means the initial investment in summer operations is relatively small and eliminates the need to find a deep-pocketed partner to share costs and control with. Assemblymember Carol Treem voted no. She said she doesn't oppose summer operations at Eagle Crest, but
this is the Assembly saying yes to summer operations at Eagle Crest before we've had that conversation with the public, and I really hesitate about that.
Barbara Wahlagadak Blake voted no because it felt like a piecemeal decision. She also said locals' access to Eagle Crest isn't universal.
Our mountain is not accessible by every single demographic in Juneau. You have to be of a certain wealth class in order to be able to ski. In order to buy a season pass was a struggle as a single mom for my son. Thank goodness for some of the programs that the city does offer to get our kids up on that mountain.
Assemblymember Greg Smith chairs a task force on summer operations. He voted yes and said he thinks the purchasing timeline will give Eagle Crest officials enough time to resolve unanswered questions and get the public on board. Smith said it's a bit of a leap of faith, but he doesn't want to regret passing on this deal. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
The Juneau School District has chosen Sean Arnold to be the next principal of Thunder Mountain High School. Arnold is the current director of student services for the school district. He's also worked as a teacher, principal, and superintendent in other parts of Alaska. KTOO's Bridget Dowd sat with Arnold to find out what he plans to accomplish in his new role.
Do you have any kids enrolled in JSD?
No kids. My wife is a teacher here. She's an elementary teacher, and it'll be great to be able to be on a similar schedule as my wife there, too. It's been a long time since we've had the same schedules. So,
how much time have you spent inside Thunder Mountain High School, and how familiar are you with those students?
So my office and my department is located at Thunder Mountain, and so I've had really a great opportunity over this last school year. You know, every day I'm in the building, I've gotten to know the staff and the students, and that was part of me that, you know, what attracted the position. is I was familiar with it, and I thought that I'd love to be a part of that team, and I'd love to be part of that school. It's a great school, and it was something I just wanted to jump into and be a part of.
I know you had a chance to talk to parents and other stakeholders throughout the hiring process for this position. What kinds of concerns have you heard from them, and how do you plan to address those?
One of the concerns that parents have is staff shortages. And not that we have shortages in the building now, but they're worried about the trend of teachers leaving the profession. And they want assurance in making sure that we have the best teachers in the building for their kids. As the building principal, it's something that's going to fall on me to make sure that we support the teachers that are there. But when we do have openings, make sure we get the best ones available and get them in the classrooms.
I spoke to a Thunder Mountain teacher last week. She talked about how difficult COVID-19 has been for families and school staff alike. Do you have any plans for how to strengthen relationships with families and work together on those issues?
Yeah, it's been difficult the past 2 years in just my various roles. And I see it in the staff. I see it on the kids. I know that it's been wearing for our parents. Hopefully here soon, we can put much of the impact of the pandemic behind us. The big thing is not necessarily kind of a return to normalcy, but it's reestablishing those traditions, the things that were successful before. Part of it is school spirit, school pride. We haven't been able to do assemblies, pep rallies, bringing the kids together and kind of, building on that, allowing them to, kind of communicate and seeing each other face to face. And then also there were a few things that we learned during the pandemic. And I know that Thunder Mountain was very successful at with some blended learning, offering some hybrid options. And some of those we might build upon and kind of keep.
And why did you want to be the principal at Thunder Mountain?
Well, I think at its essence, it's working with kids and with teachers. I really enjoyed my time in the classroom. I think I was a pretty good teacher, and I really enjoyed leading buildings before. Being in district administration has been rewarding in its own ways, but I've missed my daily interactions with students and staff. Often you don't go from superintendent to director to a principal, but it's one that I'm really happy to do.
Is there anything else you want to say about the position or want the community to know?
I look forward to, just the opportunity and the trust that's been given to me to lead Thunder Mountain. It hasn't been around a whole long time, just over 10 years, but already it's built kind of a special culture and a climate, and just expanding on that and giving the opportunity to make it stronger is just something I'm excited for. Kind of jumping into the new school year, refreshed, energized, I think, it's going to be a good time and a good year for everyone.
All right. That's Sean Arnold, the newly appointed principal of Thunder Mountain High School in Juneau. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you.
To hear an extended interview with Sean Arnold and learn more about his background in education, visit KTOO.org. Authorities say a Heidelberg man died in custody last month during a court appearance after experiencing what Alaska state troopers describe as an unknown medical issue. Gideon Duncan Jr. was in the Craig Jail during a February 25th court hearing. Troopers released the information on Tuesday. Duncan had reportedly been arrested during a traffic stop the day before on felony charges, including sexual assault. Troopers say Duncan was, quote, unresponsive during an in-custody arraignment on the charges before suffering a health emergency. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Tim Despain says medics rushed Duncan to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium's Alicia Roberts Medical Center in Klakuk. It was the only emergency room on Prince of Wales Island. Troopers say he was pronounced dead shortly after 11 a.m. His body was transported to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage. The state trooper spokesperson says the cause of Duncan's death has yet to be determined. Family members and friends offered remembrances on social media. Craig Police Chief R.J. Ely told KRBD that to his knowledge, there have not been any other deaths of people in Craig Jail's custody. He referred further questions to Alaska state troopers. Troopers said in a dispatch that foul play is not suspected. That's it for KTOO. If you want to hear more local stories, please visit us at ktoo.org. I'm Yvonne Crumry.